It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Hurricane Isaac made landfall last night in Louisiana, and it is battering the Gulf Coast with high winds and a lot of rain. For the latest, we turn to NPR's Greg Allen. He's in New Orleans, and we have reached him by telephone. And Greg, give us a sense of this storm. It sounds like, you know, Category 1, which, you know, makes you not worry so much, but a lot of people fearing that it could just stay in one place for a good while.
Right, and Category 1 might not sound like much when you're not in the middle of it, but it does carry quite a punch here. It's Isaac, you know, came ashore last night, and it just sat over the area here for quite a good part of the early morning hours. Now it's moving just about 6 miles per hour, moving slowly over New Orleans. We're seeing winds up to 80 miles per hour. Here in the city, they're getting winds up to like 50 miles per hour or so. So we haven't even seen the worst of the winds. Lots of rain. It's really coming down. We've got about 500,000 people without power, and that's still not done. This storm is going to be going over us for most of the day here, so that's what we're all watching.
And you say 500,000 people without power. I suppose that's not just the city of New Orleans. We're seeing the effects of this storm far outside the city. I mean, what are you learning so far about the impacts, about evacuations, and about what people are seeing elsewhere?
Well, of course, New Orleans itself was not under an evacuation order, and the levees appear to be doing very well here. The pumps are keeping up with the rainfall at this point, so we have no reports yet of flooding within New Orleans. There's worry about a coastal surge, storm surge down on the coast along Louisiana, Mississippi, and even Alabama, and Barataria Bay down here. They're watching closely because that could lead to severe flooding if the storm surge gets too high down there. The real concern right now, and actually some search and rescue operations are going on in Plaquemines Parish, southeast of New Orleans, where one of the local levees overtopped, and we're still getting reports on what's going on down there. So that's the biggest concern right now, is making sure those folks are safe.
And how long do we expect this storm to last? I mean, if you say it could sit for a while, I mean, are we talking about rain for hours, days?
Oh, yes. It's going to rain. It's going to rain all day today. I mean, we'll see over 24 hours of rain here. And then it's moving northwest at this point. They think it's going to turn to the northeast and head toward Arkansas. It won't get there, though, until Friday, they're saying. So we've got quite a bit of Isaac to go through over the next several hours.
All right. Try to stay dry. Thanks. NPR's Greg Allen.